and just push a button, and as a result, there are 50,000 dead human beings. Such is the power of a nuclear bomb. Nuclear bombs were used against Hiroshima and Nagasaki and killed 100,000 people each. Nuclear bombs today are a million times more powerful than 1945. Nuclear bombs have not been used in 60 years. The United States is announcing new policies that imply that a nuclear threshold may be crossed very soon, imminently, in a confrontation with Iran. President Bush just said that the diplomatic effort at the UN Security Council must succeed if confrontation is to be avoided. However, there is a climate of deep distrust between the United States and Iran. President Bush says Iran is a grave concern, Iran is the world's top sponsor of terrorism, Iran aggressively seeks weapons of mass destruction. Iran says it wants to enrich uranium for civilian nuclear power purposes, which many countries do. And it is not going to give up on its rights. So we may be facing an imminent military confrontation that is likely to involve the use of nuclear weapons by the United States. The United States has changed its nuclear weapons policies in the last 5 years. It now envisions the use of nuclear weapons in a variety of new situations against non-nuclear adversaries, even in a preemptive way. I'm not alone in my concern. 1,800 of my fellow physicists have joined in a petition expressing strong repudiation of these very dangerous policies. These new nuclear weapons policies, according to the Nuclear National Security Administration director, represent a radical departure from the past. They envision the integration of conventional and nuclear attacks for the most efficient use of force and to provide a broad range of strike options. The new policies envision combatant commanders requesting presidential approval for the use of nuclear weapons in a preemptive way against adversaries intending to use weapons of mass destruction and against underground facilities. Iran is accused by the United States of having underground installations where nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons are being developed. The United States has incorporated in their nuclear arsenal in 2001 a new nuclear weapon called the B-6111 that is a nuclear earth penetrator that detonates below the surface, and it's effective in destroying underground facilities. It is now deployed and ready to be used against underground facilities. Under the new nuclear weapons policies, these new nuclear warheads can be used against Iran. Using a nuclear weapon against a non-nuclear country that is signatory of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty would cross a line of no return. It would mean to each of the 182 countries that are currently non-nuclear weapons countries signatories of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty that they have to pursue nuclear weapons in order to protect themselves from a nuclear attack by a nuclear nation. The Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty would fall apart, and many more nations would strive to acquire nuclear weapons. The result would be a world where any regional conflict could explode into global nuclear war with the potential to destroy our civilization. Nuclear weapons are millionfold more powerful than conventional weapons. In a nuclear reaction, the mass of the nucleus is converted into energy, and a few kilograms of uranium that detonates a nuclear weapon causes the same destruction as thousands of tons of conventional explosives. The nuclear weapons used in Hiroshima and Nagasaki were of the order of 10 kilotons. Today, the nuclear arsenals of the nuclear countries add up to 1 million the power of the Hiroshima bomb. The Hiroshima bomb killed 100,000 people. Multiply that by a million, and you obtain how many human beings can be killed by the nuclear arsenals of today. Using a nuclear weapon, again, for the first time after 60 years of non-use, will cross a line, and it will make the use of nuclear weapons by others more likely. Once that line is crossed, there is no return. The radioactivity that was unleashed in the nuclear explosions of Hiroshima and Nagasaki have caused death and mutilation and deformation of human beings for decades into the future. Even small nuclear weapons can have devastating effects. There is no such thing as reduced collateral damage. Using nuclear weapons is going to cause an enormous amount of destruction, and the radioactive fallout is going to spread and affect thousands of innocent human beings. The sole authority to use nuclear weapons is in the hands of the president. Congress has no say. Iran is, by all intelligence estimates, at least 5 to 10 years away from having a nuclear weapon. Under supervision from the International Atomic Energy Agency, Iran would not be able to develop nuclear weapons when it is engaged in a civilian nuclear power program. Iran would be no danger to the United States if it is supervised by the Atomic Energy Commission. Iran would pursue nuclear weapons as a reaction to being attacked by the United States. In 2004, the president issued a nuclear weapon deployment authorization that is classified, but based on past experience, it is very likely that it authorizes the deployment of tactical nuclear weapons in the Persian Gulf area because it is an area of tension. The president has sole authority to decide the use of nuclear weapons. In doing so, he will be making a decision that will affect every American for generations to come. Crossing the line, using nuclear weapons again, will change the world. It will change the world in a way that is irreversible and is likely to lead to destruction of civilization. Now that we have discussed the consequences of using nuclear weapons, would you trust me to push the button? Would you trust him? Please visit my website, where you can find documentation of every fact I have exposed here. What can we do to prevent this? Congress can pass a law that would limit the authority of the president to order the use of nuclear weapons. We need to get that law to pass. We need to contact our Congress people. We need to call our radio station. We need to write letters to the newspapers. Congress should limit the authority of the president to order the use of nuclear weapons against a non-nuclear state. We have to act now. We cannot just sit and watch this happen. We need to do everything we can to prevent a great catastrophe from happening.